Nice hat. Getting ready for a big game besides your own?
No, I just, you know, I went to Arizona State. You probably don't know that.
You do know that.
We don't have time to go up there. I mean, I think they play at 5 o'clock. And I got to be back down to the hotel around 7:30 anyway, so it'd be too much to try to fit in on a Saturday. But I'll be, you know, thinking about those guys. That's why I'm wearing it today, give them a little support.
You and Lepsis maybe a little something on the side?
We might have a little something on the side. I don't know if Lepsis is going to want to – I don't know. I don't want to say anything wrong here, but Lepsis, I got to give him points. But, you know, it's tough because I know a lot of people that like Coach Hawkins, and I like him, and I'm hoping Colorado has a good year, but – just not this week against my boys.
Jeremy, I'm going to go to the film last week. What exactly did they do to score on your passing game?
You know, we actually probably did a little too much to slow down ourselves somewhat. You know, we tried to get in the perfect play sometimes and instead of just kind of running our stuff and going and letting guys make plays. But, you know, they played some hard ball. They didn't let guys get inside. You know, at times we had some big plays and at times we didn't. And, you know, that's something we just got to continue to fight through. At times there's going to be opportunities, and when you get them, you don't know when or where it's going to be, but you just have to make the most of them. And I think on my shoulders, I didn't do that. When we had a couple chances to make plays, I made the, you know, bad plays. So, you know, wash those away, learn from it, and then come back this week ready to hopefully make those plays when they come to a chance to make them.
For guys who've been in the league as long as you, how easy is it for you to move on from a game like that?
You know, it's very easy. You know, obviously it's not something you like to go through to open a season up. And, you know, I'm going to bounce back. I've bounced back from worse games than that. You know, I feel, you know, the two throws that, you know, on the move that I made, I could make better throws. I've made those plays 100 times, but that's just the pressure I got to put on myself to make a more accurate throw, to make those plays. And I'm going to be fine with that, with all that. I'll bounce back. And the only thing we can do is go out there today and work hard. And that's how, as a quarterback, if you crawl in a hole and your teammates see that, you got no respect for them, for that guy. So something I've never done, I'm going to bounce back. It's going to be like I'll have the same personality I had to start last week's practice. It's, you got to wash it away and get ready to go.
Hey, Jake, you know that being at home after what happened this past week, say things were to go south a little bit, you know folks you'll hear from it, won't you?
Oh, I'm sure I will. I mean, that's, you know, I can't go tell the fans what to say, so, or who to cheer for, but, you know, if I could tell them anything, it's, you know, I'm playing as hard as I can. I'm going to go out there and try to win for this team, and hey, you know, sometimes the things don't go your way, but I'm not concerned with that. I mean, I know I got 53 guys and a coaching staff here that I got to play well for, and if I do that, then, you know, fans can either root for me or root against me, and, you know, I'd rather they root for me because that means we're winning games and we're going to continue to win games, but I can't control it otherwise, whatever happens.
Jake, have you seen the tape of the hit on Trent Green?
I saw it just briefly working out on Monday in the weight room, and, you know, you never like to look at those too much, especially when it's one of your quarterback buddies. And, you know, he got hit pretty bad, and, you know, I know he's still recovering, and you hate to see that.
Is that kind of a nightmare scenario for a quarterback? You've already gone into your slide.
Yeah, you know, it happened to me, I think it was last year, maybe the year before against the Raiders. I went to slide and the guy kind of landed on my legs and I actually hurt my knee a little bit. And, you know, it's a fine line. The refs have to, you know, they do such a great job of protecting us already. And, you know, for a lot of people, a lot of people don't like that because they protect us so much. But, you know, you're going into a slide, you hope you're safe. That's why, you know, we practice getting your head down, get not just slide, but getting your head and everything all the way down to that ground. So if they do happen to come in, they'll just miss you. And you know, Trent was trying to do that, but guy made a hit on his head and hit him pretty good. It was an ugly play. You know, I don't think I've ever been diagnosed with one. I've been knocked silly a few times, but never come off. You don't think about it. I mean, you know, you don't go into a game, you know, God, I hope I don't get a concussion or break my leg or, you know, you don't think about that stuff. And, you know, you hopefully you have a feel when something's happening or a pocket's collapsing to, you know, be smart enough and savvy enough to get down without taking those shots. But sometimes you can't help it. I mean, sometimes you're out there, you're playing hard for your team and guys come in free and get a shot. So, you know, it's all a matter of chance and bad luck. And, you know, I've had good luck and hopefully we'll continue to.
With Herm Edwards being a defensive-oriented guy, do you see anything differently on tape from their last game compared to what you've seen in recent years from the Chiefs defense?
You know, they do pretty much the same stuff they're doing last year, and obviously their tendencies against us could change because they know us so well. So we got to be prepared for, you know, everything we've ever seen them do against us. So, you know, they got a good defense that's playing fast. They held a great offense in check, pretty much in check last week to a low yardage total. But, you know, we know we're going to have to go out there and they don't give up big plays. They don't give up a lot of big plays downfield. So if those smart guys outside, those old vets playing corner, you know, we're going to have to dink and dunk, chip away, and hopefully, you know, get some big plays in the run game and eventually, you know, break them down to where we can get some big plays in the passing game.
After the last game, some of the national guys said, Jake's a version of the old Jake. Is that a fair or unfair assessment?
You know, for one game, if I did, then I guess it's a fair assessment, but, you know, those guys are far away, far, far away.
Hey, Jake, you got an event coming up Monday. Could you talk about
that just briefly? Oh, yeah, you know, got the Morton's deal that we're having a dinner for my foundation to raise some money, and it's on Monday night, so hopefully we'll go and get a W and go celebrate Monday night raising money for a very good cause. For my foundation goes to Alzheimer's and Family Tree, and got the Railbenders, a band playing, so just kind of have fun, and, you know, it's work hard this week, get a win, and then, you know, hopefully make some good money for my charity.
Check on Sunday when the game, you know, you guys fall behind real early. Is it tougher for whoever you have to press and try to make that play and get that back?
No, not really. Knowing this offense, any play can break, you know, especially running the ball, how well we can run the ball. You know, that's just part of, knowing the flow of a game. Sometimes you're going to start slow. Sometimes you're going to have deficits, or you're going to be up on teams. You got to play even. You got to play the same. Maybe, you know, sometimes late in the game, if you're down, take a few more shots. But you just got to play through the ups and downs. That's the key. I mean, when teams can do that and play and pull on each other, offense, defense, special teams, that's when it doesn't matter what the score is. You're going to give yourself a chance to win.